Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind Coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Well, for those who have been following my travels, I have made it. I'm back in Bend, Oregon, driving all the way from Melbourne, Florida, 5 days over, well over 3,000 miles, and it was quite the journey. It was really, really good. I was able to listen to a lot of inspiring audios from Matt James and Tony Robbins, and listen to some great music. So although it was a long drive, it gave me a lot of time to contemplate and think about actually today's topic. Before I get into it, if this is your first time listener, this is the Warrior Mind Podcast is about helping you take back control of your thoughts and your emotions no matter what is happening around you. You see, a warrior is one that conquers themselves mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And this podcast, along with my blog and ebooks, are designed specifically to help you get back in control of your life, which talks about positive energy and your personal vibration. And one of the things that I did notice in the travels out here was my personal vibration, my positive energy that kept increasing as I listened to different audios and music, and realizing that when that happens, we become a vibrational tuning fork. And when we vibrate at a certain level, other things at that vibration are going to tune with us. I don't know if you're familiar with tuning forks, but because they really don't have them anymore, it's more electronics. But a tuning fork was basically a U-shaped instrument with a handle at the bottom of it, and it was tuned to different keys, C, G, whatever it might be. And if you hit the tuning fork and you had other tuning forks in the room that were attuned or had the same tone, key that is, they would start to automatically vibrate. All the others would not. So there was a residency that was taking place where one tuning fork would vibrate and the others would. So when you look at us as human creatures as actually vibrations of energy, we have our own personal vibration, and that personal vibration actually helps to create our personal reality. Because remember, a few podcasts ago we talked about your personality is your personal vibration, and your personality creates your personal reality. And so what vibration are you moving at? Take a look at your surroundings. Take a look at who is in your life. Take a look at your physical condition. Take a look at your money. All of that is a reflection of your personality or your personal vibration. Now, when you can start to shift that personal vibration into more of a positive energy, that positive energy will then emanate out around you in a field through the quantum field and bring into your reality those events and circumstances that are resonating at that same positive energy vibration. So that means that as you become more aware of your vibration and your positive energy, you will start to see shifts in your external environment. You may start seeing people that you used to know no longer show up, and new people show up that support that energy. You may find different opportunities being presented to you for income, for revenue, for friends. If you're looking for a significant other, you'll start to find that those type of people will start to come into your life, as opposed to the ones that, why do I keep attracting these type of people? Well, if you ask yourself that, what vibration am I at that keeps attracting them? And you may consciously say, oh, I'm a positive person, I'm this, I'm that. But you know deep down inside where your vibration is, where you're focusing your thoughts, what you really feel. And when that's the vibration we're talking about, not the external, not the facade you're showing to the world, but the vibration when you're alone with your own thoughts, what is that personal vibration? Is that more of a positive? I'm just going to use this to separate. There's not either a good or bad, but is that more of a positive, empowering energy, or is that more of a negative and disempowering energy? When nobody's around and nobody knows the thoughts you're thinking except for you, what is your personal vibration? That is what is going to be emanating out into the world, and that is what's going to attract into your life. So although you may be doing a lot of external work, like listening to podcasts, reading my books, reading my blog posts, if that hasn't sunken into your soul, into your unconscious mind, that's just putting paint on rust. When you can go deep into yourself, the part of you, their soul, that is where that vibration comes from. And when you can start to emanate a more empowering vibration, you will be amazed at how quickly and how magnificently your reality will change. Your reality, including your friends, your physical health, your spiritual health, your mental health, your emotional health, your friends, your family. Yes, you can't change your family, but they will start to shift. They will either leave some topics alone, bring up other topics, or they may just avoid some topics altogether. But you will start finding different things in your life will be changing, and it's absolutely amazing. And when we get into that stronger positive vibration, our intention carries weight. It is magnificent. To give an example, when I was leaving Melbourne, I was telling my people and myself that this was on a Saturday, that I want to leave by 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's the time I wanted to leave. And I set that intention. Well, the movers came, they got the place packed up by 10 o'clock. So the only thing I'm waiting for now is the cable company to show up to take back their equipment. Well, I figured, okay, maybe 10:30, I gave them a call. Because they're supposed to be there between 8 and 11. Well, you know how that goes. So I called him up and said, where's the person? Anyway, he was one house away, about 5 miles away, should be there in plenty of time. I told him I need to be out of there, by a certain time. Anyway, making a long story longer, the cable guy showed up at 11:15. By the time he got done taking the equipment and I went out and got gas for the car, I was on the road by 12 o'clock. So my vibration at that point was leaving at 12, and no matter what I tried to do, I couldn't change it. But I did get on the road at the time that I wanted to. It was absolutely phenomenal. And these events happened as I stopped in hotel rooms, and I wanted to get a hotel with a fitness facility, and this one didn't have it, but they had a free pass to a gym. And it's amazing when you start to work with your personal vibration and your positive energy, how things will change. But we have been programmed by the media, by all sorts of things out there, that to bring our vibration down. We question everything. We question the quality of our life. We question the quality of our food. We question the quality of the government. And those are all good things to do, but if it affects your personal vibration and your positive energy, then you're going to attract that which you are afraid of. So it's time, again, as I said in the beginning of this podcast, to start to take back control of your thoughts and your emotions. Because remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it.